6.1 is the regular council minutes of December the 11th. Are there any errors or omissions in those minutes as previously circulated? Hearing none, a motion to approve those minutes would be in order. Moved by Counsel McLeod, seconded by Deputy Mayor Kelly. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. We have nothing this evening under 7.0, dangerous or incitement premises. Nothing under 8.0, economic development.
May I ask a question?
Deputy Mayor Kelly?
We were receiving the minutes attached to the minutes from the last meeting attached to the agenda for...
No, we're not. We were getting those separately. And they should have been sent separately, is that correct, Christine?
We were.
Oh, okay. They were, actually, yes. They were attached to the agenda, and then they weren't, and then they were. What is our process?
We started doing that. We hadn't done it before, we started doing it, and we just, once in a while, we missed.
Oh, okay. But going forward, we should always, because I appreciate that very much.
Yes, staff mistakes, staff.
Thank you, okay.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor, stand corrected.
Okay.
9.0, corporate services, we have nothing under that this evening. 10.0, engineering works, we have 10.1, funding application approval for capital project, lower Waterloo Street infrastructure upgrades. Would ask our Director of Engineering Works, Brad Roder, to come forward to the table. Who would like to take the lead on 10.1, Counsel Crowley?
As some of the council of region, Queens, and municipalities submit a funding application under the Green Environment Quality Stream of Investing in Canada.
No, nothing. He's wrecking the place.
Oh, the chair's falling apart on me.
Infrastructure program for the lower Waterloo Street project, infrastructure upgrades in the amount of $4,493,530 plus HST.
Seconded to that? Counsel Pitt? Brad, would you like to give us a little bit more?
The new infrastructure funding applications are invited, and it's specifically under the Green Environmental Quality Stream of the Canada Infrastructure Program. So it's fairly specific for this particular round of applications. The eligibility is based upon achieving measurable outcomes and immediate outcomes and increased capacity to treat and manage wastewater and stormwater and/or increased access to potable water. The maximum federal contribution is 40%, and the provincial contribution is 33 1/3%, with the municipality picking up the 26 2/3% balance. The applications closed Friday, June 18th, and they just came out just before Christmas time. So it doesn't leave a whole lot of time, but we were ready. With this funding program, now open for applications, of course, the opportunity now exists to correct the situation. The problem, let me identify the problem first. The problem is, currently we have raw water, raw sewer discharge into the Liverpool Harbor at two locations. That is the bottom of Waterloo Street and the bottom of William Street. It's been like that for decades. William Street or Waterloo Street is a very old street. This sewer discharge was identified as requiring correction through a Canada-wide strategy for the management of municipal wastewater effluent by the federal and the provincial departments of environment here some number of years ago. So we are under action. We do need to correct it. And it was encouraged by the departments, to take advantage of funding programs when they become available. This correction, of course, can't occur without the significant funding assistance from these very levels of senior government. And as you just said, with the funding program that's open now, now's the time, the opportunity now exists to correct this. The work is extensive, and will require significant construction within Lower Waterloo Street, that's below the four-way stop, Bartlett Avenue, William Street, and James Street. Altogether, there's about 3 miles of piping that will have to be constructed, and that will be comprised of 4,500 feet of sanitary sewer and force main, 3,500 feet of storm sewer, 3,000 feet of water main, 4,000 feet of temporary water line, two sanitary pumping stations, fire hydrants, of course, catch basins, rock excavation. The street will have to be reconstructed because there will be nothing left of the street. There's about 3,000 feet of street. And to manage the stormwater, be curb, gutter, sidewalk. The cost of this work by the region's forces is $4.5 million. And this compares to a third-party engineering consultant pricing that was part of the application. So I just got that here just a few days ago. And they priced the market price on that at $5.9 million. So that's a savings to us of $1.4 million, 30% by doing it with our own workforce, of course, with additional benefit of providing local employment. We anticipate the construction will take place over a 3-year period. That's the earliest we can get it done. The objective being, of course, to complete it as quickly and reasonably quickly as possible. That minimizes disturbance and inconvenience. Now, within the same 3-year window, we will reserve, given year-to-year approval of budget, we'll have enough forces to do a few other projects, such as the Brooklyn Sewer and Water, to complete that, we see that to the government wharf. So we're not saying that we can't do that at the same time, because I know that's going to come up as a question. The anticipated first-year phasing for this project, the construction, the way I see it happening, will be Bartlett Avenue, Williams Street, and James Street. There's a few problems here, so we can correct those situations immediately, and they'll take benefit of that in the first year. This would involve the installation of some sanitary sewer, storm sewer, water main, sanitary pump station, force main, street reconstruction, curb gutter and sidewalk in that area, that block. The sequencing of work after that is done, that will be Waterloo Street. It would start down at the harbor and, of course, work its way up to the four-way stop area. The project would be managed and supervised by the region's two professional engineers. That's myself and Adam Grant. And I never really thought of this, but I had to put this together for the application. Together, Adam and I have a combined 45 years experience in systems construction. So Adam's a young guy, I'm a little older, but it adds up. So any questions, I'll be pleased to answer them.
Any questions of Council Phillips?
How many houses are we talking about down there, Brandon?
That would receive benefit of this is about 60.
And this, the hospital is not included with
us. No, we fixed that, Councilor Fraley, last year. Because they used to be, yes, the hospital and up past the RCMP, but we re-reviewed that when we did Main and School Street here last year, year before, I guess it was.
Deputy Mayor Kelly?
I just wanted to clarify then all the houses, say, because you didn't mention Enos Collins Way or Bootlegger Lane.
Yep.
Do they already come down to Waterloo Street and connect there, so you don't really have to dig those streets up?
That's right. We would go in, 20 feet or so within those streets, a little bit further on Bootlegger, but not entirely Bootlegger. The sewage that's created from those properties would flow towards Waterloo, so they'll get the benefit of that.
Right.
Enos Collins Lane, for instance, the sewer and the water, it's not that old there, so it's not that bad of shape, really. It doesn't need to be replaced because we can achieve the objective that the funding bodies are going to look at, because they've tightened up the criteria a lot under this program. They used to base eligibility based on the asset type. They don't do that, not under this program. This is assessed on an outcome-based approach, and they will analyze each project based on its technical merits and rank them, right, for funding, because they anticipate that they're going to have more eligible projects that meet the criteria, then they're going to have funds. So they're going to have to go basically from worst to first. Now, I think we're in a good shape because, if you want to say it that way, because we have an identified problem that they identified as well, right? And it needs correction. And, you know, the opportunity is when the funding applications come out, this is when we take advantage of it. So it would surprise me if we don't get funding for this, all right? So some projects, although they may have merit, wouldn't qualify under this, right? And I think I did read, and Chris, you may remember that too, when the initial email came out. I think there may be some later rounds of infrastructure programs that are going to come later. But this program is fairly specific.
This is just the federal money. Federal, yeah. Oh, it's a provincial and a federal contribution.
Yeah, they partner together.
Right. Okay. But this is all part of the program. Is it the federal and provincial governments want no waste? Is it 2030 or?
That's correct.
2030 is the program. They want everything done by 2030. So this amount that we're asking for now is for the this fund is put together because it's all part of their program to have no waste into waterways by 2030.
That will be a large part of the projects that will meet approval. They do have another qualifying project, and I'm just going to read to you what it says, but it doesn't apply to us. It's increased capacity to reduce and or remediate soil and or air pollution, right? So it's sewer, water, and air pollution, basically, air pollutants.
So have we used this fund before? We've got money from them before to do our sewer projects?
We have under, of course, the Canada Infrastructure Program. This particular one, this Green Environmental Quality Stream, this is a new program that's designed for this need. So no.
And this amount of that you're saying the this amount of money is going to take us through the whole 3-year project.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we get this, this will be spread over the next 3 years.
And I say 3 years. I mean, I can't see us being able to do that quicker than 3 years. I mean,
The length of the project, this is what it's going to cost. So can you just explain to me again? I missed that part about the 4.5 million. But what's the 5.9 million? The third party.
Where it's our practice that we do our work with our own forces, and we all know what the benefits of that are. It's local employment and so on. What we've had to do for these programs is to have an independent engineer consulting company is to look at the design drawings and price it independently as if it's going to tender. All right. So that's what they did,
right.
And it came back to 5.9 right. versus our 4.5.
So our 4.5.
It shows that the there's good value in this, basically.
So our 4.5 shows that because we're controlling the job and doing it ourselves in house.
Well, we have no profit margins. We don't have any of that consideration, right? You know, that's a lot of it.
Can I just ask one more question? I would like to know. I mean, we're such a big job, and it's great that we've got our community communication process in place. Because over 3 years, I'm sure that it's going to try, and this is Brian's a bit worried right now because it's his district. So, but I'm sure, and it brings with it the challenges of the fact that it's closed off. There's one way in and one way out. Have you had any thoughts about that?
And that's part of how you price a job, because
you
know the year one, the block that's James Bartlett Williams, that won't be too bad. Because there's various routes in. And in fact, the year two, which we consider that to be, because I brought Williams, or Water, like you'd say Williams, Waterloo Street, basically into three blocks. The upper component, the mid component, the mid block, which is between Bartlett and James, and the lower, right? The lower and mid, which we'll probably do in year two, that won't be too bad either, because the upper part will be free and clear. The real pain is going to come in year three. You know, and that's just going to be slow. That's just going to be slow because you still have to have a lane of traffic that can travel, right? There is no other way to reroute them,
right?
It's going to slow down.
Right. Yeah.
But we do the best we can. That's one of the things, you know, with us doing it, we can take that extra care because we're not so profit-driven to do the extra things that need to be done to make the people as happy as they can be.
Right. And what else can we expect to see in that area as far as restructuring those streets? Like we saw Main Street, it was narrowed and curbs put on and stuff like that. Like what will we see differently down in that area, how the streets will look?
Well, of course, you'll see curb and gutter on both sides of the street.
Right.
Right, and the utility poles will govern where it will be on one side. And because on let's say the hospital side, you have a lot of dwellings, they have steps out there, and there's private rock walls. And you basically, from that point, you start your sidewalk, work it in towards your curb. It will be about 26 foot wide street, which is pretty wide. All right, you know, it visually may not look quite as wide as it is now, but it's plenty wide. It's as wide as School Street is.
Right.
All right, so it won't be a narrow street, right? It won't be as narrow as such as Union Street was this year, because that was a lot tighter job because of, you know, older houses that encroached on it right away. It's like that, right?
Right.
Yeah. So you'll see that in there, and that's part of how you have to manage your stormwater. You'll see curb and gutter and sidewalk and all those streets. So that, like when you get into the block over there or William and stuff, so that'll be a little bit different there, right? You know, there may be a couple utility poles too, I believe, that we have to relocate because they jut out a little bit too far, right? You can't, for instance, you can't narrow a whole street up because of two utility poles. Just move the darn poles, right?
Yeah.
You know, things like that, right? So primarily that's what you will see, you know,
you
when it's all said and done.
Deputy Mayor, we'll move on to other councillors. Welcome back. I have Councillor McLeod here.
Brad, this is a project that has been on the books for a long, long time, and it's really good to see that it's certainly going to be completed in the next few years. We've had studies, we've had design work and whatnot done over the past number of years, but just wasn't available for us for the funding and that sort of thing at that time. So this new funding opportunity is a real benefit to us to have that available.
And I'd like to add too, I mean, we did this design in-house. Adam, he's a young engineer in his early 30s, and I've obviously done that before I came to work here. So he's all up on this AutoCAD kind of computerized stuff. So Adam, you were going to do the design, right?
Right.
We know how to do it. So we actually didn't hire a consultant engineer to do the design. The only thing we hired a consultant engineer for was to do the cost reporting, right, the verification. So I'd just like to add that Adam did a great job. I helped him as much as I could, right? But at the end of the day, it was his design.
And that's an added benefit of having our
And that
staff
saved $100,000 right there,
exactly.
Right? Because that would have cost us about $125,000 to design all that.
And also the timeline of these projects, when we do them ourselves, that's under our control as well. So that's another real added benefit to doing our own construction work. Now, can I ask you a question about Brooklyn? So the next phase of Brooklyn then will take us where? And
just beyond where the garbage box is at the marina. I think there's a, right at the top of that hill, I believe
there's
a manhole there.
Small section, yeah.
Yeah, so the next phase won't be that far. It'll encompass the marina itself,
mm-hmm.
right, will be within, you know, and that's, of course, I mean, as council has to approve that. That's
yes.
what we will be coming forth with, right?
Yeah.
Then the next one, Councilor McLeod, would take us to the corner. We'll save the government wharf, mm-hmm. right? That's what's, we already have the design for that, and beyond that is future consideration, you know, undefined at this time. Right? That's what
and
we consider, that's what we've been working towards all these years, right?
Yeah. And there's a lot of houses on the left side going down toward the government wharf area that really, really suck. You know, they've really got some, don't even really have adequate systems at all, so it would be kind of nice to get that work done.
Councilor Frelick asked you how many houses is involved. You said 60.
Yeah.
Is there some that's not going to be?
No. There's 45 houses that are on Waterloo, that are on Williams, Bartlin, and James. Well, actually, James really independently doesn't have any because they corner on either one, right? The other ones would be on Enos Collins, and of course Bootlegger, and a little bit where Doc Murphy used to live there. So they receive benefits, so that's within the 60, all right, with 45 connections to the new system. So the question I would specifically ask is, you know, how many are going to receive benefit in that 60?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant there was going to be some houses that won't be hooked into this.
No,
no. Okay.
Councilor Johnson?
I think, Brad, I just got one question. I'm just wondering about a contingency plan, because I know the scope of work for the Brooklyn project, we stopped it short of what the original scope was because of funding.
We did not.
We
stopped exactly where the project was budgeted for and was planned for.
So what was the issue then?
There was some desire to go further than the project was budgeted for and planned for, and I resisted that because we hadn't finished the original project yet.
So in this case, a contingency plan, should we run out of money, is we're going to have to draw resources from somewhere else.
Yeah, we've got a 5% contingency bill within this. That's part of it. I'm completely confident that we will have enough money. And I can say, since I'm here, I've never been over budget on a project yet. So this isn't going to be the first one.
What's the first time?
This one won't be the first time. I would challenge that comment, right? I would challenge that.
We have that recorded.
So I'll go to Councilor Johnson.
Yeah, it's nice to see where we're headed for with these projects of getting Waterloo connected in. You know, it's been a long time, and it was on our 5-year budget plan, which seemed to get derailed a little bit until we get the finances back. And it's nice to see us looking even at Brooklyn finishing up where we're going to. But I'll always put in, because this is the 6th year I've been on council, and I'll do it the 6th year in a row. We need to somewhere along the way on West Street and Milton be able to put that into our 5-year budget plan. And it just keeps, I keep plugging away and it never seems to get on, but I'll keep saying it every time. The Canoe and Camera Club, they moved across the river there now, and they were looking at the existing sewer that was on that property, and I said, well, maybe they could use the existing sewer. It's we went out and looked, and we put a rod down through it, and it was just a straight pipe straight into the harbor. So when we talk about straight pipes, that's the straight pipe. And since we got a place like the Canoe and Camera Club over there, and we have swimming and such as, and hoping to have events and such as, I'd like to see us at least consider where we're going to look at something like this. I mean, you have to wait till the money's come. I understand those things, but I'd like to have it. I know it's nice to get down through Brooklyn, it's nice to all these things, but I think there's a real need up in there that I just don't want to see it over and get lost in the shuffle.
Councilor Pence, Deputy Mayor Kelly, you have a follow-up?
No, that's okay. I was just asking about, down around James and Williams Streets and Bartling Avenue. There wouldn't be any reason to put sidewalks in down there, anything like that. It's just going to be shored up.
No, there will be in that project. That's curb, gutter, and sidewalk, and you have to put that in to manage your stormwater.
Oh, okay.
And that's part of the criteria.
So they'll get sidewalks on James and Bartling, and wow.
And we will pay 26% of the cost.
Wow, right. Excellent. I like that one. And those roads will still be wide enough to have a sidewalk and a double.
Yeah, that's they're actually plenty wide,
okay.
Particularly William Street.
Williams, yes.
It's very wide, right? But they're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
That'll be nice.
We have plenty right away there.
Will we actually see when the money is, if you get the money and the project goes ahead, will there be presentation to council as to what's going to happen at that point, like go through the plan, the 3-year plan and what's not? Or is this the last time we'll hear of it?
Well,
I
assume there'll be some discussion during budget deliberations
on
it, right? But we will not know for a little while,
yeah.
Right? You know, if it's approved or not. I really don't know how quickly they're going to turn this around.
Yeah.
You know, it would be nice if we would get an answer within a month or two, but possibly not, right?
Right. But along the lines of our project communication, there would be, like there was for Union Street, there would be like a night when everybody comes out to find out what's going to happen, so we'll hear about that.
Okay, great, thanks.
Councilor Bill?
I just wanted to confirm, your plan is to start it this year, 2019, that would be ideal.
If we have our funds approved, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if we don't get that funding, then the plan B?
Right.
Which is?
We have some other projects in the wings, and we pull them out instead, right?
Because it still gets you in the timeframe, if it's delayed till next year.
Yeah.
So just get the final.
Because, you know, this doesn't have, and that's what I was trying to convey earlier, this doesn't have to be done in 3 years.
No.
But we don't want to torture those souls down there any longer than that, right? Try to get it done as quickly as you can, get it in and out, and minimize your disruption.
Deputy Mayor?
So just to follow up, then, if you don't get this money this time, you can reapply next year to the same fund?
No, I imagine that fund will be closed off, because they've got a limited amount of money that they're going to distribute under this program, right?
Okay.
Now, if we don't meet success, you know, there's indications that there'll be other programs available, possibly later this year, but you can't pin them down on that, right?
Yeah.
And we would hit it again, right?
Okay.
Right, but, you know, I'm fairly confident, right, that we'll meet success, but you never know.
Councilor Frehley?
He's like Columbo.
I guess just for clarity, so if this funding isn't, do you go out and apply for other funding, such as you did for the School Street project, where you can't apply for two?
You can't, no. I think what you're asking, you're not allowed to double stack the funding, right?
Right.
So our 26 and some odd percent cannot be gas tax.
Right.
Because that is federal contribution, right?
Okay.
So federal is singularly, right?
But if you go to Plan B, are there funds available that will offset some of the cost for your Plan B project?
Well, we probably, of course, that's a question for Jennifer, but imagine gas tax is what you'd look at.
Okay. Just wondering. Thank you.
Councilor McLeod?
Now, the town parking lot in that project there, how is that looking?
I received an update from the designers yesterday, Friday, I can't remember,
right.
Something like that, sort of after Christmas, when I got back. And they'll have some submissions to us late January for different methods of handling the mitigation.
Okay.
We'll bring that forward, we'll bounce it about, and we'll pick one, and then they'll flesh that out a little bit further. Right? But it's complicated down there, and I've alluded to that over the years. It's no easy fix. I mean, you could be pumping storm water. A lot of the problem is the subsurface flow underneath the parking lot. It's very permeable, very porous, because, you know, it was never quality engineered, right? It was just a bunch of piers and just enclosed over the years. And the water goes in and out of it just as much as it does in the river, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little complicated. It's going to be a little costly. So we'll see what they come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Any other council have a question on the Waterloo Street issue? Thank you, Brad.
Yep.
Very appreciate it.
Easy to get out of the chair, so I won't break it.
We have nothing this evening under 11.0 finance. Oh, yes, we do have under 11.0 finance. We have 11.1 budget meeting schedule, which is presented to you for information as to.
Your
Worship, point of order.
Did we vote on that motion?
No, we didn't vote on it.
I made the motion of a second.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. We did not. Thank you. Yes. Any discussion on the motion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. So now we're at 11.1 budget meeting schedule, which is in front of you with the agenda for meeting tentative dates. CAO, did you want to comment on those?
Just, this is what's proposed. If it's in part for anybody, please deal with it now so we can align the schedule if we need to. So the plan is on January the 28th. We've set aside a certain amount of time to have that's for a general discussion. So what the Director of Finance will present is the assessment data as far as how we the upcoming year's going to look like as far as the assessment lift, what the assessment looks like, what the cap looks like. And then we'll also at that time look at then, where we're at this year as far as projects in our Vision 2020, what's going to be completed, what may not be completed. We'll look at the projects that we've allocated this year for the year two in that 2020 documents. We'll bring forward those and have a discussion about those. As well, there's a whole bunch of projects and initiatives that have been discussed during this year that weren't in this year's budget. So we'll bring forward those ideas that have come forward from counselors or staff projects. We'll look at some of the budget pressures that we expect we're going to have with operating costs and any staffing issues. So it won't be a, we won't come forth with any budget document. This will be the preliminary discussion of all those different issues. And from that, we as staff hope we'll get the direction, the clarity from council to then pick the next month and come back on February the 25th for that 6 hours to actually get the details of all the financing. We'll come back with the five-year capital plan, including the discussion we had here today for different projects that people want to see in there, as well as what those impact will be on the tax rates. And if that isn't enough time on February 25th, there's a separate date there for March the 12th, which is council day. We've been doing it in the afternoon of council day to come back and continue those discussions. One counselor said that was a bad day, but if there's other days, we're flexible with that. And then we're optimistic that on March the 26th, that's where the council day will be able to approve the operating budget capital budget, which puts us a month ahead of last year. So in the past years, we approved the budget in April. All those construction projects didn't start till May. Took longer. This will give us an opportunity to be able to reduction of roads to be able to approve it in March and start those capital construction projects in April and get stuff done a little earlier in the season. And if we need to go longer because of other issues, we have the extra time on the other end. So that's the proposal before we do.
Any questions of council on that? That was easy.
Yeah.
So well, we'll move on. Nothing under 12.0, recreation and community facilities.
I'm just saying, Jack, I know that Jack had a problem with one of the dates. Should we look at changing that now? I'm not sure which one it was.
I got a couple meetings coming along now with the wind that's going to fall in that area, but I don't know. I just said tentatively.
Okay.
I don't know.
So we're good with those dates. All right.
Some of the other dates circulated earlier today. I think you had an issue with it, you know.
But just the 12th.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that one's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is gone.
Okay.
That you. So any more discussion on this budgeting issue?
Oh.
Okay. So as I said, we have nothing on the recreation and community facilities this evening. Nothing on the 13.0 plan. Nothing on the report 13.0. We do have an in-camera item. It would be appropriate for a motion to go in-camera. Moved by Councilor Fisk, seconded by Councilor Muse. Any discussion? Any
question?
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We are now in-camera.